The Swedish Coast Guard is reporting a fourth leak in the Nord Stream pipelines in the Baltic Sea. The pipeline usually ships gas from Russia to Germany. Russia says it's launched a terrorism investigation over the damage and called for a meeting of the UN Security Council. The EU and NATO say the leaks were caused by sabotage. Nord Stream 1 is a key line that transports gas to Europe, but Russia suspended deliveries earlier this month because of a standoff over sanctions. Denmark and Sweden first reported the leaks near the island of Bornholm. Ships near the lines have been restricted, and Norway is deploying its military to protect its oil and gas installations. We have two correspondents covering this story. Mohammed Val is standing by for us in Moscow. But first, let's talk to Steph Vassen. She's in Sassnitz in Germany, the port where Nord Stream deliveries reach land. Steph, what more can you tell us about these reports of a fourth leak and explosions in the lead-up?
Well, what is happening is that the Swedish Coast Guard is now clarifying that there was this fourth leak already found on Tuesday, 2 days ago. It was reported then on their website, but somehow never got communicated to the leaders of the country. The Prime Minister had a press conference the same day, didn't mention it. The next day, the head of the Coast Guard had a press conference, also didn't mention it. So it's not a new leak, but it was a leak that they detected on Tuesday already. It's a smaller leak than the first one they detected. That one was a bit north of Nord Stream 1. That's a very big leak, which has a radiation of 1 square kilometer coming to the surface, this gas bubbling up. The second one that they are now reporting is on Nord Stream 2. It's a smaller one. And then we have another two leaks on the Danish side, on the Danish economic zone, which is also both one in Nord Stream 1 and the other one in Nord Stream 2. What we don't know at this stage is because both pipes from Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 consist of two pipes. So in together we are talking about four pipes. If all four of them are now leaking, that's what we don't know. Before we knew that three of them were now damaged, heavily damaged, and there was still talk that one might still be intact. And that's what we don't know. We're still waiting for confirmation to hear if the fourth one is also badly damaged. We are hearing now reports also the German intelligence has suggested that maybe these leaks can't be repaired at all, because what is happening now is the gas is leaking from the pipes into the sea, and there's nothing anyone can do to stop it. And then seawater will go into the pipes, there will be corrosion, and experts say this will be very, very difficult to repair.
Certainly plenty of moving parts to this story. Thank you for the update. Steph Vassen, live for us there in Sassnitz, Germany. Mohammed Val is live for us in Moscow now. Mohammed, how has the Kremlin been reacting to this news?
Well, Maria, reactions have been streaming since yesterday, and they show the high level of anger here in Moscow, particularly in the highest spheres of the government. Those accusations we heard yesterday that the Americans are the only one who has the interest, the highest interest in what happened. The talk about President Joe Biden, and that's in the press here, in official press, made statements, very interesting statements, before the war in Ukraine, saying that if Russia's tanks enter Ukraine, there will be no Nord Stream gas pipelines anymore. And he was asked how that could happen. He said that there will be a way to do it. This is being propagated here in Russia, and also the spokeswoman of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, she reiterated that where those incidents took place is right at the heart of the American sphere and the control of American intelligence in the Baltic Sea, and anything that happens there is the responsibility of the United States in a way. She also talked in another news line. She talked about helicopters, images of helicopters that were spotted, U.S. helicopters hovering right over the area where the incidents took place. So in Russia here, there is more and more focus on the American responsibility, the potential American responsibility in these acts of sabotage, as described here, or even acts of international terrorism against Russia's interests. Remember that these pipelines are perhaps the most strategic Russian economic card in its political games with the European partners, particularly in the context of the war in Ukraine. The sanctions couldn't work 100% against Russia because the Europeans are in desperate need for Russian gas. So it's Russia's trump card has now been destroyed, and they are talking about the amount of damage already sustained, more than $11 billion only in one of the pipelines. And the problem is now, when can this damage be fixed? Probably never. And that means Russia is now deprived from its strongest card in the in its conflict with the West.
Okay, thank you very much for breaking it all down for us. Mohammed Val, live for us in Moscow.